I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I clearly remember the first time we had Dr. Oz on this radio show. Mm-hmm. It was quite some time ago, and
actually,
he was about to embark.
TLJ, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was about to embark on a whole new episode of his life because he was a dedicated surgeon. And I said, how long are you going to do this? He said, I don't know. I may not make it through the first year. I'm a little nervous. And I hope it lasts through the whole season. And now, lo and behold, here we are, season number 12. And I got to say congratulations on whatever you had to do, the fortitude and the determination to get this 12 seasons, my friend.
And continue to be a doctor. That's the great thing.
Yeah, that's a weird part.
You know, he does it all.
People who listen to our show, they think you don't practice anymore. I said, no, the guy's in the OR at least one day a week, aren't you?
I am. I was in the hospital last week. And you're very kind with all your words. And I remember distinctly coming to see you as the show was launching. I knew so little about media because as a heart surgeon, it was never on my radar. I never thought about it as a part of my future. It was mostly my wife, Lisa, conspiring with Oprah that raised even the possibility. And I was emailing back and forth with Oprah just before the launch, just going over the broad concepts and reminiscing a bit about this. And she's been such an influence, just directing me at the problems that sometimes you don't see with medicine, because we're practicing in a fairly safe environment, so we don't see the concerns or the mistakes that people are making on the outside. And the big message was always the reason America hasn't gotten the right insights about health is we never gave it to you as doctors. So that's mm-hmm. always been the passion and the goal of the show. Now, obviously, this year it's a whole different level with COVID-19 and right. Health disparities have become a gargantuan problem because everyone's now seeing without any adulteration that African Americans and Latinos are suffering disproportionately from COVID-19, as they do from all chronic illnesses. And so you start to get into the reality of why that's even happening. So the show's been called in to deal with a lot of issues for Americans.
You know, one of the things that I know when I went through my really serious health issues was I love the fact that my doctor would sit with me and she would explain exactly what I had, what I was going through, what I was going to face, and how we were going to attack this together. And it really, understanding what you're dealing with really calms you because, like they say, knowledge is power. And that's exactly what you give when you do that on your show. And I love that about it.
Well, thanks, Patty, but the converse is that you fear most what you don't understand.
Yeah.
And you see that firsthand on COVID-19. People don't really appreciate the virus and what it can do, but also how to prevent its spread, are fearful of it. And then they start flailing around doing things that don't really help that much, but not focusing on as much of the things that are absolutely important, like wearing a mask in a crowded space. And so you start to see folks, as they get wiser, both appreciate and respect the virus and its dangers, but also focusing on things that don't ruin their life but keep them safe. And you can do both.
Right, right.
Now, I realize because I heard about this, that you started a new venture. And
yeah.
It's called Dr. Oz Good Life. Now, this is all about sleep products. And I have a theory.
Which he doesn't
tell
do.
You tell me if this really happened or not.
Okay.
You were laying in bed with your beautiful wife, Lisa. You had the TV on, And she saw this guy, Mike Lindell, selling his pillows and his toppers and his mattresses. And she looked over at you and said,
"You're better than that.
Why the hell don't you do that? You know more about that than that Mike Lindell. Look at this. He's making a fortune. We're missing out." Did that happen?
You know what really happened, although that's very funny, is, you know, more and more I've appreciated that the bedding that you have, in particular, the adjustable frames, you know how you can put your head up a little bit?
Right.
So those are remarkably effective at helping people who can't sleep, people who have back pain, people who actually snore. It can help those. So we, but the problem is they're too expensive. People can't afford them.
They are.
So, I went to a friend who's got the biggest mattress company on Amazon and makes most of these bed frames. And I said, you can make these things inexpensively if we sell them directly to folks, can't you? And he said, yeah, because they have a way of literally FedExing the mattress and the frame. They can fold it up in such a crazy way. It's unbelievable. But it saves all the costs of shipping and this and that. So they were able to do a clinical trial. And I said, if you can prove to me that these things really do help reduce snoring and improve sleep dramatically, including for the spouse, I'll do this. And we did it. We did a clinical trial. It was a pain in the neck, but it worked. It just got presented this week at the big European sleep study, proving that these adjustable frames really do have impact. And we actually, it's an app on your phone. It'll adjust as you sleep if you start snoring. So your spouse doesn't poke you anymore.
What?
So, I love that.
Yeah. So for the first time in my life, I'm putting my name on a product.
I'm
that passionate about it.
You sell weighted blankets, too. What's the benefit of that?
You know, people who have anxieties that keep them up at night do much better with a little bit of weight on them. They feel more cuddly and cozy. This, again, been clinically studied. None of this stuff is just my personal opinion. There have been clinical trials on that. And, you know, these are the kinds of advances that are known within the sleep space. And I talk about them on the show because the number one problem America has, I feel, in general health, is we don't appreciate sleep. Role. If you don't sleep, you're going to gain weight. If you don't sleep, your blood pressure is going to go up. Your risk of cancer goes up. Your allergies go up. Your ability to resist infection goes down.
Depression.
You know, all these things related to sleep. And, you know, your bedding is not going to cure everything. But it's a major opportunity for a lot of folks. And now that they can afford it, they have no one to blame but themselves if they don't take advantage.
Love it.
DrOzSleep.com. All that stuff he just talked about that Lisa said, you got to get in there, man. You got to go after Mike Lindell, I'm telling you. And the Dr. Oz show's been renewed for 2 more years. So they got not only season 12, we got season 13 and 14 in the bank. And the big news is Dr. Oz is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Well deserved.
Can't believe it, man.
Well, you know, they said it couldn't be done. That was actually Scott saying that about me, but that we filed.
I don't even know. I don't know if there's any doctors who have maybe Dr. Kildare, which was old Richard Chamberlain years ago, but that's. I don't know. I don't want to compare
Dr. J,
you
to Dr. Drew. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mehmet. Great job. Thank you, as always,
we'll be watching
friend.
This week, too.
Love you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
1 p.m. Fox 5 today. Dr. Oz is back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.